May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
I see they gave me a 3-minute timer. I don't think it's going to work. In today's gospel reading, we read about Jesus calling Peter and his brother Andrew and John and his brother James to become his disciples and to follow him. As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishing. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Notice that as Jesus called Peter, Andrew, James, and John to follow him to become disciples, they left everything immediately and made the decision to follow Jesus. They left everything behind. Now we ask, why did they leave everything, their jobs, their careers, their livelihood, and their families, just to follow this man, Jesus? One reason why they decided to leave everything to follow Jesus was because that they had heard what John the Baptist had spoken concerning Jesus Christ. We heard last week in John 1:29-42, that when John the Baptist saw Jesus himself, he told Andrew and John, who were then his disciples, that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And when they heard this, they left John the Baptist and went to listen to Jesus. And afterward, Andrew went and told his brother Peter that he had found the Messiah. And John apparently told his brother James. So in a nutshell, Peter, Andrew, James, and John decided to leave everything to follow Jesus because, first, somebody, that is John the Baptist, told them about Jesus, and then they learned about Jesus Christ for themselves. And likewise, the reason why we are in a relationship with Jesus today is because somebody shared with us about Jesus Christ, and we learned who he was for ourselves. Another reason why Peter, Andrew, James, and John left everything to follow Jesus is because they had heard him preach and teach many great things concerning the kingdom of God. They had believed in the message that Jesus preached and taught. They believed that Jesus was more than just a good teacher or a powerful prophet. They believed that he was the Messiah sent from God. Because Jesus had made a great impact on their lives, when he issued a call to them, they followed him. They did not hesitate, but rather they immediately dropped and left everything and decided to follow Jesus for the rest of their lives. Yes, in the light of what we have just read, there are times when Jesus will call us to drop everything and follow him. But yet, there are some times when Jesus may not call us to leave our jobs, our careers, our livelihoods, our families, or call us to drop out of school or college to follow him. But yet, notice one important thing. He is still calling men and women, boys and girls, to follow him. You see, you can still work on your job, still have your career, still have your livelihood, still be with your family, still be in school or college and follow Jesus. In other words, you don't necessarily have to leave everything to follow Jesus. You can still follow him right where you are, right now. You can be a garbage man, a school teacher, a street sweeper, a secretary, and still follow Jesus. You can be a lawyer, a doctor, working at McDonald's, playing ball for a sports team, a student in school or college, and still follow Jesus. Sometimes God will keep you right where you are on your job to follow him so you can be a witness for Christ to those you work with. But yet, when it comes to following Jesus, there are some things that we have to leave behind if we are really going to follow him. For example, to follow Jesus, we must drop and leave behind our pride, hate, dishonesty, greed, immorality, doubt, unforgiveness, disobedience, and other harmful attitudes and actions. Yes, to follow Jesus, we are going to be going to have to drop some of these things if we are serious about following him. But the question today is, how do I follow Jesus? An easy way to remember is to use the letters of the word follow. F, first place. Jesus needs to be first place before anything else in our lives. That means Jesus Christ must come first, before your job, your career, your livelihood, your family, your friends, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend or boyfriend, or whatever. Jesus Christ even comes before your church or your ministry. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." O, for obey. To follow Christ, you must diligently obey the Lord according to his word. 1 Samuel 15:22 says, "Obedience is better than sacrifice." Also, it says in Acts 5:29 that we ought to obey God rather than man. But to be able to obey God according to his word, we must read his word, the Bible, study his word, meditate on his word, learn and be taught his word, and memorize his word. The first L is for live. To follow Christ, you must live daily for the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:15 says, "And he died for all, that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised." The second L is for love. To follow Christ, you must love the Lord. Matthew 22:37-40, Jesus says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and you shall love your neighbors as yourselves." O is for offer. To follow Christ, you must offer up your bodies as a living sacrifice. Romans 12:1-2 says, "I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." W is for walk. To follow Christ, you must walk with Christ. Colossians 2:6-7 says, "As therefore you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so live in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you have been taught, abounding in thanksgiving." So to follow Christ, we must put him first, obey him according to his word, live for him daily, love him with everything we have, offer up our bodies to him to be used in his service, and to walk daily with Christ. Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." That is, follow me, and I will train you, shape you, mold you, fashion you, transform you into fishers of people. I will make you disciple makers for Christ. To become Christ disciple makers for Christ, we first have to make a decision to follow Christ no matter what. And the most important thing to do before you can begin to follow Christ, you must believe and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says in Romans 10:9, "If you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your hearts that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Jesus Christ loves you so much that he died on the cross for your sins, and he rose from the dead with all power in his hands. And the Bible says in John 8:12, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Today's collect says it so well. "Give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ, and proclaim to all people the good news of his salvation, that we and the whole world may perceive the glory of his marvelous works." Amen.